All right, welcome back to another episode of the Mellow Podcast. We are now doing DC teams unmasked. This one's going to be interesting because I feel like a lot of people know about this next team or group or core. We are going to be talking about the Green Lantern Corps. Now, I'm obviously not going to go through everything because if you know there's a lot when it comes to the Green Lantern Corps. We're not even talking about the other cores. All the other colors. So that's just a whole bunch of stuff into itself. But I'm taking things off of different websites and stuff like that. I'm going to read one thing and then try to not repeat myself as I keep going. Because like I said, there is a lot for the Green Lantern Corps. People don't realize. Excuse me. This is probably one of the most, like, to me, at least to me, biggest teams in the DC universe. Probably has the most... Second to the Justice League, the most members. And it's literally universally wide. So, real quick, don't forget, hit that like button, hit that share button, tell your people about the Mellow Podcast. And you know what? Let's go to work. So, the Green Lantern Corps is a fictional intergalactic organization within the DC Comics universe. Created by writer John Brom and artist Gil Kane. The Corps made its first appearance in 1959's Showcase number 22. This group of superhero space cops wields immensely powerful green energy rings, containing the ability to create nearly anything that willpower can imagine. So, let's break it down to the origins. The origin of the Green Lantern Corps was established by the Guardians of the Universe, a group of ancient immortal beings who sought to bring order to the universe. To achieve this, they harnessed the green light of willpower from the emotional spectrum to create power rings, each of which selects a worthy candidate to become a Green Lantern. There's been many members part of the Green Lantern Corps. It's compromised of thousands and thousands of from different universes, each assigned to protect a specific sector of the universe. These lanterns come from various alien species. They serve as space police, maintaining peace and order and defending against various cosmic threats. Their power rings is what makes them the most iconic, I feel, characters in the DC universe. The rings are so powerful that they can create anything they can think of to wield out of the ring, but it's only limited by their willpower and the imagination of the bearer who wears it. They can create constructs, protective barriers, energy blasts, perform a variety of tasks. However, they require regular recharging through a lantern shaped like a battery, or lantern shaped battery. Yeah. So basically. They have like this lantern, like a green lantern, literally. And they have to put their ring in it. Like probably, I feel like it's not that long sometimes because they don't take it off. They can, but they shouldn't. They put their hand in the green lantern and basically recharges their lantern. So yes, the lantern does die when you overuse it. Shit, stuff happens. No big deal. Their rogues gallery lists different colors as they face... Sinestro, which is part of the Yellow Lantern Corps, which is essentially the main, I feel, the main enemy of the Green Lantern Corps is the Yellow Lanterns. But you see, people don't realize that Sinestro was a former Green Lantern himself who turned to the yellow side. They also have the intergalactic threat known as the Red Lanterns, and their rings are fueled by rage. Other ones also include the Anti-Matter and the Black Lantern Corps, which I forgot what their main thing. I think this is essentially death. That's what they're... So each ring from every color is different meanings and stuff like that. The diversity of the Lantern Corps is very known and worldwide. You got animals, humans, aliens, and stuff like that. Races, backgrounds, it's crazy. Most notably, though, is Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner, Jessica Cruz, which is telling she's a new one from a few years back. Simon Baz is another new one. Each have their own personalities and abilities that made the ring choose them. You know, I'm trying to remember if it was Kyle. Or I forgot the other one's name. Guy that turned bad into Paradox. I can't remember now. But the Guardians who created the Green Lantern Corps are wise, but sometimes morally and ambiguous figures. Why can I not talk? The decisions often drive the overarching storylines of the Green Lantern comics. Green Lanterns are part of a larger emotional spectrum, which includes other Lantern Corps representing different emotions. The Red Lanterns embody rage, Yellow wield the power of fear, and so on. These various corps often come into conflict or cooperation with the Green Lanterns. Events and storylines have been involved in numerous major comic book events as Blackest Night and Sinestro Corps War, which have had significant repercussions for the entire DC universe. Sorry. It's a weird thing in my throat. I don't know my water is. And they have an oath. The Green Lanterns recite the Green Lantern oath as a symbol of their commitment to the duty. In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light. Sorry, I feel like I had to get into that. Because like when you say it, if you feel it kind of when you say it, like, yeah, build it up. It's almost like, each color, each lantern color kind of has their own version of this kind of thing. In summary, though, the Green Lantern Corps is a formidable force in the DC Universe, charged with safeguarding the galaxy from threats and upholding justice using their indomitable willpower and the limitless potential of their power rings. It's a rich mythology, and diverse characters make it a compelling and enduring part of the DC Universe. It's crazy, though. Like, for real. Once again, the Green Lantern Corps was created by the Guardians of the Universe, was a peacekeeping force in the country. Every Green Lantern is selected by the strength of their willpower and given a power ring that creates constructs controlled by their own will. They patrol 3,600 sectors of the known universe. Their home planet is planet Oa, sometimes Moga, which a lot of people don't hear about really, where the central power battery is located. If the battery in Oa dies, basically their power is no good anymore. Essentially is what it is right now. People don't realize that. Some people don't even know that. Ion is a representative entity. There are 10 different Lantern Corps in total representing different emotions. The Green Lanterns are not only the peacekeeping force created by the Guardians, and their past failed experiments have included the Manhunters as well as the Third Army. Once again, the Green Lantern Corps was created by John Broome and Gil Kane, first appearing in Showcase number 22. Green Lanterns are like just crazy squad, I feel like. No, people sleep on these people. This crew, this team. Sorry, I'm not trying to like, what happened to my screen? I had everything on. Like I said, I was at different things with different places. So, in brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light. I feel there's different ways you can do that with a little swag, with a little harshness. But anyways, those are the words of the ancient oath that every member of the Green Lantern Corps, the most elite institution the universe has ever known, must speak aloud before doing their sacred duty and charging up their emerald power rings. The most powerful weapons in the universe. Members of this intergalactic police force come from every known sentient species in the cosmos, each a fearless warrior with indomitable willpower. For over 3 billion years, the fabled Green Lantern Corps has been the keeper of peace in the known universes, with a standing army of 7,200 members, patrolling 3,600 sectors of space, all similarly powered by Lantern Corps out in the universe, each drawing its power from a different color in the emotional spectrum. But none is more respected or recognized than the Green Lanterns. All the Corps has had its ups and downs over the millennia, and in fact has been destroyed and rebuilt several times. They have remained a symbol of hope and justice in the universe fraught with chaos. Several notable Lanterns have risen from the planet Earth, including test pilot Hal Jordan, considered the greatest of all living Lanterns, Green Lanterns, as well as John Stewart, Guy Gardner, Kyle Rayner, and most recently, newest recruits, Simon Baz and Jessica Cruz. So, again, the Green Lantern Corps is literally, again, to me, besides the Justice League, the greatest team ever. Because, literally, let's say you put... People forget Alan Scott, no one ever talks about Alan for some reason. I don't know why. I should know why, but I don't know why. Should we go into the Alan Scott real quick? Well, why don't we? All right, so Alan Scott, Earth's original Green Lantern and a founding member of the Justice Society of America. Alan Scott has been a trailblazer for over 80 years. Alan Scott is the first to bear the name Green Lantern. Wielding a ring that focuses on mystical green flame, he was one of the first to put on a cape, become a founding member of the Justice Society of America. As time passed and Alan aged, he evolved into a mentor and inspiration to generations of new heroes. Recharging his ring through his magic lantern, Green Lantern made his emerald glow a sign of hope and source of inspiration for decades. Across the multiverse, on Earth 2, another Alan Scott wields the green flame after a tragic loss. This Green Lantern is the avatar of the green, the elemental force that controls all living growth on Earth, and focuses his powers through a ring meant for his dead partner. No less powerful or compelling than his earlier counterpart, he glows green to banish evil, help restore a war-torn world and its former greatness. Interesting, interesting. He first appeared in All-American Comics, number 16, in 1940. I like ye. Wow, that's crazy. Either way, the Green Lantern Corps is second best team out there, besides Justice League, like I said before. I like what they stand for. I like the fact if they have no willpower, the ring's not going to work. You need to have willpower. Like, let's say they want to kill somebody so bad that they just want to miracle something they did. Let's say Joker killed John Stewart's family. Like, straight murdered him, cold blood. John has to have the willpower not to kill Joker. Because if he does not have that willpower, the ring will not work for him. Because the next thing will come, either he'll be scared, because he'll be so scared that he feels himself killing the Joker, that next thing you know, the Yellow Lantern ring might show up for him. Or he has so much rage in his body that a Red Lantern ring or a Red Ring might show up for him because he's so angry. So he has to control his willpower to keep the green ring with him and be like, as much as I want to hurt you, or any of the lantern, Green Lanterns, as much as I want to hurt you for what you did, for all these people you've murdered, I cannot do that. Because I know if I do that, I'm just going to turn into something I don't want to be, kind of thing. Green Lantern, awesome crew, awesome team. Again, go hit that like button, go hit that share button. Go tell people about your boy CJ Mello, the Mello Podcast. Also, I forgot from the last one, I did the Marvel one. Go hit up W Energy, W.GG. Hit that, give that code CJ22 for 10% off your energy tubs. Delicious stuff. They don't add nothing to it, but it is delicious. And also, usually you can get 10% off anything. Not the tubs. I believe you can also get 10% off the merch. Stickers. What you call it? Containers, cups. Shaker cups. Thank you. Also, hit up the team. Merclan Gaming. MRKCLANGAMING. Go hit them up on X/Twitter. I'm Merclan Gaming. You know what I'm saying? Go hit them up on that Discord. Merclan Gaming. You know, we're trying to build up. We also partner with W Energy. So we are their gaming sponsor. Or they are our gaming sponsor. You know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, always and forever. One love. Peace.